NewsAz.com and the Star Wars and Character podcast is ramping up for the second Artmore project. The Artmore project will once again serve as the foundation for our annual toy drive benefiting Toys for Tots. This year, we'd like to add even more talented artists to the project, but we need your help. To expand this year's project and launch the event early, we've started a Booster.com Artmore t-shirt campaign. This campaign was formed to raise funds for the additional raw materials and shipping costs to send the blank armor plates to participating artists. We need to sell only 20 shirts to get the funds raised by this campaign. With less than 2 weeks to go, we're still short by 5 shirts as of this recording. Please consider helping launch and support this year's Artmore project and our Toys for Tots toy drive. One shirt purchase at only $20 can fund 2 blank sets of armor that can potentially turn into several hundreds of dollars for Toys for Tots. To learn more and order a shirt to help the Artmore project, please visit booster.com/Artmore project. We need your help. We're very close to having a successful campaign and hope you consider helping us reach our goal. Again, visit booster.com/Artmore project to help launch and support this year's project.
What would Matthew McConaughey say as a stormtrooper?
Go ahead.
All right. All right. All right.
This is Star Wars in Character, the podcast that takes a closer look at some of the elements that make up the Star Wars universe. Backstories, histories, and details you never knew, wanted to know, or ever need to know. Now here are this week's panelists of Star Wars in Character.
Today we are talking about Dane Gear.
He sounds like, his Krusty the Clown.
It's pretty good, Tim. Dane Gear appears in episode 4, A New Hope.
Dane Cook.
What's fucking danger? Is it like a play on words? Is he a very, very dangerous individual? I guess we're going to find out.
Danger, Will Robinson.
Oh, he's walking the line.
When he's somebody shit on the coats.
When he's talking to Vader.
That joke has no relevance to the subject matter.
Oh,
I forgot. I'm sorry.
Stop what? Infantile giggling or whatever the fuck it was.
The schoolgirl. Robert Pattinson.
What?
What? Is that old news?
Oh, now? One Direction.
What's his
name? Oh, schoolgirl. I get it. Okay.
Oh, Harry Styles. I have a daughter. That's how I know his name.
Right. Yeah.
I don't even know who that is.
He's the handsome one from One Direction.
I've seen him in person.
Whoa!
With his girlfriend at the time. I walked into a bookstore and there was Harry Styles with Taylor Swift.
Did you go up and talk to him?
I didn't know. I recognized Taylor Swift, but I didn't recognize him. I thought this is back. I don't know. One Direction in Character. This is back when I thought she was still dating the Kennedy guy. And I remember telling somebody, I think I texted Chris saying, "Hey, I just saw Taylor Swift with the Kennedy guy she's dating." He's like, "No, she's dating the guy from One Direction." And I was like, "Oh shit, it was him." And I know Chris's daughter loved One Direction. I don't know if she's still a fan.
She's still a big fan, yeah.
The Kennedy guy is an old VJ from MTV. I thought I was a chick.
One of the Kennedys. There's like 6 billion Kennedys. She was dating one of them for about 9 minutes.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, Robert F.
Get to the chopper! Yeah.
But
wait, this is about Star Wars.
Yeah, I refuse to be on topic tonight after that review.
Well, let's get back to Danger.
This name is obviously pre-prequels. It came out of that. Because after the prequels, I don't think they would name someone this after the prequels for some reason.
Why?
If you think that name's dumb, wait to hear these names come out.
Didn't think that.
I don't know. It just sort of seems like after episode 1... It sort of seems like the names got much more complicated, and it seemed like there was more thought put into the names instead of making it sound like something Earth-related.
Or they're like Tuckerism. It gotten the Tuckerisms a lot in the prequel. Yeah. It looks like.
I don't think there's a Tuckerization on this one, but
it's not spelled like Dane Cook.
No,
Dane. It's
where's he been at? Cars.
D-A-I-N-E, right?
What's his name, though? All right, well, let's get to these awesome names here. Forget Dane Gier's name. Ready? Yeah, right. My name is K Counselor Ship Chris.
Nice.
For real?
No, seriously.
All right. This one's so bad.
Okay.
Today I'm joined by might get executed if he keeps yapping Matt.
That's not even a line or a quote. You're really branching out now.
I'm describing. Yes, this one's all right. Maybe these were pretty good. I don't know. To my right,
we'll be the judge of that. You calm down.
All right. This one's weak. To my right, Bold Dave.
Bold Dave.
Because he's bold. The Vader.
And it ends with a D.
Correct.
D. You should have called him Dave Jeer.
Take another drink here, Modelo.
This is my second one.
You need a few more. Maybe come up with better names.
And
yeah,
Outspoken Tim.
You started out of the gate. You were good, and then you fall.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm leaving the show. I'm sorry. I'm done.
Is this childish and immature and just girly?
Have Modelo.
Girly? Is that the last thing you said?
It's very girly. Danger is the most handsome Imperial officer of all. He looks like a Ken doll.
He's awful looking, actually.
Outspoken.
Yes.
He is. He's looking at Vader and someone else at the same time.
You said that to me. You think he has like Marty Feldman eyes.
He's like, his eyes go out.
He's got Marty Feldman eyes.
He does. He's like looking at two people at once.
Dead a dabba. Dead on a dot.
Biddy dooby da. All right, Tim. Outspoken Tim.
Yes.
Give him some facts about this guy.
Outspoken Tim.
Order is dangerous. Word of this gets out, it could generate sympathy for the rebellion in the Senate.
Dang.
I have placed the rebels back to her.
Danger.
I only made to finding their secret base.
She'll die before she'll tell you anything.
Die. Go ahead.
All right.
So me and you at the same time. Go.
I didn't notice that at all.
He does. Look, right here.
So is he like crossing his eyes to like, I want to look at the camera and Darth Vader.
This eye here's a laser. That eye's fucking fake.
It does look like a young Marty Feldman.
Thank you.
Like his right eye, right? That's like, it looks like a glass eye.
It does. That's fucking Sammy Davis Jr.
That is the funniest thing you have said on this show. Probably ever.
Just die before she tells you anything, babe.
Who can tell the rebels?
He's looking at me and you at the same time, Dave. Look at him.
Yeah, he is.
Someone has got to Photoshop or make a Sammy Davis jeer. I think Sammy Davis Jr. as an Imperial officer.
I think I'm going to do that during the episode.
Nice.
All right.
All right. Before she tells you anything, ka-chonk, ka-chonk.
Ka-chonk, ka-chonk.
I'm telling you, look at his eyes. Don't count on the eye.
All right, Tim.
All right.
Look at this guy's thing. He's got a pretty good story.
Yeah. Danger, I like this guy. He's one of those ones that when you watch the movie and you see this guy, he's got a bunch of lines, more lines than 90% of the people in the movie have. And I always wondered what's the deal with this guy. And he also like sort of backtalks Vader.
Yeah,
Vader just sort of takes it.
It's why does he get a pass and can talk back to Vader when he's choking dudes left and right, and this guy gets to do it?
I want answers, Tim.
And it's a good question. Like he's allowed to challenge him for some reason.
And it kind of goes into that a little bit, but it doesn't. I think it's kind of just a lame answer, but we'll get to that. For a guy who has lines and is on screen for as long as he is, there's Imperial officers and Rebel officers that are on screen for a tenth of the time who have a story that's 16 times longer than this guy. Hmm. This guy actually doesn't have a whole lot of story, but I love this guy.
He's on screen.
I'll kiss him on the nose.
What? 45.1 seconds.
Oh, wow.
So
that long?
That's,
yeah, because not only does he have the stuff that you played, the whole time he's talking to Leia.
He's just
Leia,
standing there.
He's standing next to him, and he's kind of nodding.
Is he looking at Vader and Leia at the same time?
He's looking at both of her unbroad breasts.
Mm, yep. Suckers. I got my eye on you.
Oops.
Only one.
Yeah, he's like nodding during that, and the whole time Vader's talking, he's nodding at him. I mean, and he's insanely badly dubbed.
That's it.
I don't know if there's a reason for that. If it was just another one of these, it was an Englishman, and they wanted more American accents, so they dubbed him with an American, because that dubbing is awful.
It is awful. Yeah.
Well, it's anybody's guess what planet this guy is from. I don't have a planet.
Oh. I thought we were supposed to guess.
Feldman.
It's everybody's guess.
Feldmillion? Is that what you said?
Yeah. it doesn't say where he's from. Yeah, Corellia, who knows? He could be from, just insert planet here, Dagobah. But the interesting thing is, like, I guess his family was pretty well-to-do and had a lot of imperial connections, because they donated of their own free will their DNA into the Stormtrooper cloning mix. So, like, there's a Stormtrooper, like, milkshake of DNA. And
that's why they can't hit anything, because of those fucked up eyes.
They're all fucking cross-eyed on those helmets.
Yes, that's it.
So yeah, in the Stormtroopers are a little bit dangier.
I saw some of his thing that he had a link with the Stormtrooper.
And I'm wondering if the reason for that, it sort of sounds like, when you hear some of the Stormtroopers talk, it sort of sounds like the guy who did the voiceover for this guy also did some Stormtrooper voices, I think. It sounds like the same voice. So I'm wondering if that's someone's idea of sort of like explaining why this guy's voice sounds kind of like some of the Stormtrooper voices.
Okay.
That's pretty good, though.
You
stand
guard. You know what? Let's all take a look here at the Stormtrooper's mask. See how when it goes up to the nose, it's really narrow, but the ears, they're really big, the eye sockets, because the eyes are fucking separated. So fucking
Now you're reaching.
You stand guard. All right.
All right. You said you know the like there were you used to use names for the guys that did all the Stormtrooper recordings.
Yeah, I used to have a bunch of those names written down. I honestly don't have those names.
I remember they were disc jockeys or something like that, didn't you?
Yeah, they were a bunch of like San Francisco, like I know like Tom Silla and a brother, another guy, first name something, some last name Silla. Did some voices, and there were several broadcasting guys in the Bay Area that Ben Burt knew that they also used for
all right
for these. All right.
that's like the Oscars. Chris is trying to tell you to wrap it up by playing sound clips.
Yeah. Oh, wait, Dave, what? You're going to do this great.
What?
What would Matthew McConaughey say as a Stormtrooper?
Go ahead. Just play it three times.
All right.
That was awesome. All right.
There you go.
First of all, I want to thank God. Because without him, nothing is possible.
I love him. All right. Yeah, you forgot you even said that.
All right.
Follow me. Fuck
there. Go ahead, Tim.
Okay, so yeah, that's a possible reason why they concoct that story of his family donating. I mean, I don't know if it was just like a little pit that they all just like sort of whacked off in and created a Stormtrooper.
I hope so.
Little
pit. I really want it to
Imperial
be
Imperial Circle jerk.
That's a lot of jit in that big pit.
Yeah. There's a little jeer. Dane jit.
Is that Shakespeare?
Dane jit is. To be or not to come. What?
Go ahead.
So
is that... Is this too much schoolgirl laughing?
All right.
It never is.
So, I mean, even though they're cloning, he actually enlisted into the Imperial Army. So he was a Stormtrooper at one time.
That's the thing I saw about him. I thought that was awesome that he was an actual Stormtrooper. And I won't go any further from what you're going to say, but I thought this is a part of the story that I read that I think is really cool.
This is what I kind of imagined was going on in the Imperial world with the original trilogy before we learned about the clones and all that, because of the existence of the Academy and whatnot, that you enlisted and you went through the ranks, much like our military. So that fits kind of what I used to think prequel time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think, obviously prior to the prequel, when those books came out and there's the Stormtrooper books and all that sort of stuff, they didn't talk about cloning or anything of that sort. So this is sort of blending the two, I guess he fought alongside clones So it was a mixed community, and he was, you know, he was like, he probably had bunk buddies that looked kind of like him, like, hey, you got my nose or something like that.
That's not bad either, because that's since the clone army has been established now in canon. I like the mixture of the two and phasing out of one and into another. I kind of like that too.
That is excellent. That is excellent explanation for that. And we talked about that with, like, even that three stormtrooper episode we did, that some are clones, and then, like, what's his face with Devin Felth? He enlisted, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so you got a combination of things going on there, which is very cool.
Yeah.
All right.
it's everyone's army at this point.
Right.
But yeah, as a soldier, he was very competent. He could actually hit his target.
Because he had one eye closed.
That's probably helpful.
Only if he closed one eye. But he was a perfectionist, and he was extremely loyal to the Empire, which allowed him to rise the ranks pretty quickly. So eventually they gave him the chance to take off the stormtrooper outfit and put on the black stormtrooper commander outfit, which I'm assuming the black outfit, I haven't gone to research the black outfit, but I guess that's the stormtrooper commander outfit. He's directly in charge of a stormtrooper unit. So
I think you're right. My son asked me that. We were watching the scenes today, and I timed out his screen time, and he was asking me the difference between the gray and the black and all that kind of stuff. And that's what we kind of came up with. It, when you see the guys in the gray, eventually these are the guys that are in charge. And when you're in black, even though I think it looks cooler, it's really a lower rank.
Yeah. I think he's just a lieutenant, I want to say. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so he rose the ranks, and we see him here, as an Imperial commander. And he was actually early on in the Galactic Civil War, he was actually like kind of like Vader's handmaiden. He was sort of his like assistant.
Like Sabe or somebody like that?
Yeah, he was Vader's Sabe.
Tecleminu.
So he was always around Vader, and it was eventually, I guess, when he was stationed away from Vader after given time, that he was reunited with him when he was stationed onto the Star Destroyer Devastator. I had no idea that was the name of that Star Destroyer.
Yeah, I saw that too. I was like, what's that? Oh, yeah.
Devastator.
The very first one you see is Devastator.
Devastator. So that's the one that we see at the beginning of Star Wars taking over the Tantive.
Very cool.
So, yeah, he was there. During the time that he was under Vader, he was always outspoken. He would... I guess Vader trusted this guy's instincts. So when Danger had something to say, Vader would listen. He wouldn't always go along with what Danger is saying, but he had a respect for this guy's competence. He had a respect for this guy's intellect. And he just thought he was a good Imperial. He thought he was a good military man.
What?
So when we see him in the scene in Star Wars where they have already taken the ship, and Danger, you have the full clip, don't you, Chris? Where they're talking.
Yeah, that little piece there. I played earlier. I can play it again for you.
Yeah, play it one more time.
Holding her is dangerous. Word of this gets out, it could generate sympathy for the rebellion in the Senate.
I have placed the rebel spies to her. Now she is my only link to finding their secret base.
She'll die before she'll tell you anything.
Leave that to me.
I mean, he's not really back talking. He's not doing so much
like,
as
well, he's scolding Vader on me. He's like his yelling at
the second line is the she'll die before you like before that it's like oh, okay, he's just voicing his opinion, but then he's like, look, dickhead, he's gonna die if she tells you anything, stupid.
Yeah, he's second guessing his plan.
Yeah.
He's totally giving him attitude. He's giving him the business.
He is.
Business. He's getting sassy.
And,
but I mean he was telling the truth. If someone loose lip sync ships, if someone in the Imperial army starts talking and they're saying, hey, Princess Leia didn't actually die when the Tantive IV was hit by meteors, there would be this whole conspiracy, and then word would get out to the Senate, and then the whole thing would just there would potentially be a further uprising. So he was kind of smart when he was sort of saying that.
Yeah, and you're right, because Vader quickly comes up with that story of how that ship would be eventually destroyed. And that guy may be the only other person Well, I mean, I guess the other people, the other stormtroopers on the ship would know that it wasn't hit by meteors, but he's given some pretty privy information there.
Yeah.
Like, he's trusted with that.
And he's actually given the order to destroy the ship.
Right. Fuck there.
So he's the guy that, I don't know if it was a self-destruct button or if they get back on the Star Destroyer and just open fire on it and just take it out that way. But yeah, he's the guy that's given the order. He's the one that actually destroys the Tantive. But that's honestly, for this character, who I think is pretty interesting, that's his story. There is no story beyond that scene and destroying the ship.
Did he wear glasses at all or no?
He got some Coke bottle glasses. Yeah. But that's where his story ends. So we don't know where he goes. Like, does he stay on the Devastator? What happens to the Devastator? I didn't look that up. I didn't look to see if the Devastator.
He's constantly walking in a big circle. He can't see.
But yeah, there's so many people who have smaller roles in the film that have these ridiculously long stories, and his is pretty much bookended with don't know where he started, don't know where he ended. We just know this one scene, this one thing that he does.
Right. It's a good little story, but you're right. Like, a guy like that that's entrusted with that information and that has almost like has Vader's ear, if they're going to go that far and to explain why he gets away with what he gets away with, you would think someone would take it the step further and say, well, this guy became this and that, and then, you know, how he died. Like, he deserves the attention that he gets from Vader, at least in his backstory.
All right. My suspicion, episode 7, he is the new Empire.
Whoa.
Dangier is in charge of everything.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa.
All right.
I always thought he looked like Barry Pepper.
Yes, he does.
He's got a little pepper in him.
He's got a little Barry Pepper in him, yeah. I love this scene. I love how he's walking down the hallway and he's just like, he's obviously pantomiming. Yup. And he's got this like this gaze that he can't look away from Darth Vader.
As far as we can tell.
Yeah.
It's those eyes.
Tim, do you see this? I got a little thing here that when he was walking, when he defied Vader for the first time, Imperial officers would under their breath mumble, "Dead man walking."
Dead man walking.
Yeah. They were he was like a backtalker to Vader and shit.
But he got away with it.
He did.
Yeah. He does. In that scene, it is kind of funny because you're watching it. I mean, I was always under the understanding that when David Prowse was in the suit, he was reciting the lines, right?
That's what I heard. Yes, he had like no idea.
Yelling him through the mask.
Yeah, like... So...
What, Big Mac, large fry?
Yeah. And then they went back and put, you know, James Earl Jones over it. But he must be reacting. He's nodding the whole time he's walking.
Yeah, he is. Like, yeah.
He's reacting to what David Prowse is saying, and it doesn't necessarily match up to the sync of J.E.J.'s... I never till today looked at it with a critical eye like that.
Yeah, over the years you always miss it.
Yeah, like you're just watching it. It's like, oh, this is great. This is iconic.
Right.
And today I'm watching him nod, and it's like he's not nodding at the right time.
Yeah, I would be curious to hear that undubbed, the whole because I would like to hear this guy's voice too. Because that's obviously not his voice. That's some sort of ADR work done by an uncredited voiceover artist. Who knows who it is? There were so many people that worked on episode 4 at the time.
It would be cool to hear his English accent with Prowse's accent under the mask.
Yeah.
Like,
leave it to me.
They're probably actually having a conversation. It's like, man, we are set for life. As long as we don't mouth off and say something stupid, we'll be invited to every Lucasfilm event for the rest of our lives. We are set.
Yeah, correct.
Do you know the guy? I mean, who is the actor?
The actor, you know, there were some conflicting reports. He went unnamed until 2007 when there was a book published about the behind the scenes, and they named him as Constantine Del Gogol. And actually, I remember
that would have been a much better character name than Danger.
Del Godo?
De Constantine de Gogol. Sorry.
You know who sound like John Travolta? Trying to say the name when it's wrong.
Constantine de Gogol.
Jeez.
But and I couldn't find info on that particular actor. I don't know who that guy is.
What?
I saw a picture of him online at a convention, though. You guys have this guy?
I have no idea where I go.
I guess some paperwork was found, and it was actually very shortly after that he was named as Constantine. Some Lucasfilm paperwork was found, and they discovered that it was actually by a guy named Al Lampert.
Yeah. I looked him up on IMDb. He's done other things, just like English television and
television and movies,
B movies and stuff like that. But there was a picture of him at a convention, some guy arm around him, like he was sitting at a Star Wars table. Like, you guys are missing out on this guy.
I think he was taking a picture with him, but looking at me the whole time.
No, we have not seen him yet at a convention. I don't know if
he's seen us. I mean, where he is?
He's looking at you right now. All the way from England.
I don't know if he's I don't know if he's an if he's a British actor or is he an American actor? I don't know. But I saw that picture. So he has done conventions somewhere or done something somewhere. So hopefully we might see him at one of the celebrations coming up, because I do not have his autograph.
I know how you guys think. You're just hoping you get it before he dies.
Oh. Well, I'm kind of pissed. Like, I'm kind of worried that he might bring out my poster and sign the fucking table.
Well, bring two. That way he's bound to hit one.
That's a good one.
One for each eye.
You might have to move the poster into the right spot as he starts signing.
Actually, yeah, ask him to write a quote first. That way you get a good sense of where the pen's going.
That's it. I once did an autograph signing with Ronnie Millsap at work. And Ronnie Millsap has two people assisting him with his autograph signing. One that puts his hand on the paper, and one that holds the paper. Because, you know, for those who don't know, Ronnie Millsap is a blind guy.
Thanks.
I don't know who it was. I thought it was a mailman.
I thought it was a chimp.
Well, I'm sure there's some people like, who the fuck is Ronnie Millsap? So,
well, I know there's one guy saying, why are they talking about this? This is not Star Wars.
They're off topic. Ronnie
Millsap. Well, right about now, I think it's time that we take a blast from the past. It's time for another bogus classic from 1981, Marty Feldman Eyes.
I just want to listen. Yeah.
You can do that on your own time, Tim. This is Star Wars time.
Yes.
That's right.
Nonsense.
We do deep research.
Pretty much the last thing I have is you do see
you do see
Danger in the comic adaptation of Star Wars, but he looks absolutely nothing like Al Lampert. They actually make him just sort of into like a weird, pudgy looking guy with sideburns. So that's our tribute to Al Lampert right there. No.
And dry you off with her thighs.
What?
Confuse the hell out of you. She's got Marty Feldman.
What is that?
Sandler?
That's Sandler?
It's this guy that did song parodies. He was trying to be Weird Al. What was his name? His name was Bruce Baum or something like that was his name. You would recognize him. He's got like a bushy mustache and frizzy hair. He did like
Don song Pollock?
That's not taking a shit.
No, Bruce Baum, I think, is his name. Look at this guy, Chris. Well, that's him.
I don't think I've ever heard of that guy.
He was a comedian. That's him.
Oh, Bruce Baum. Yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
He looks like...
He was the poor man's Weird Al. You see him?
Yeah.
All right, we'll post the video on our...
Oh, geez. Yeah, I remember that guy.
On our YouTube page, on our Facebook page.
I'd imagine he must have done some David Crosby parodies. Yeah. If he didn't, he was missing out.
I think he looks like...
He looks exactly like David
Crosby. And like Meathead, but a lot thinner.
He does look like him.
Bruce Baum.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
I see him.
B-A-U-M.
Bruce Baum character.
Coming soon.
I don't recognize him. I see like old Bruce Baumann.
Bruce Baumann character. We do Meathead and David Crosby.
Yeah. Well, that's- well, in terms of anything related to Danger, that is all I got.
Mm-hmm. He's cool. I like this character a lot. When you they had that one action figure in the original Kenner line that had the black, it was like it was just called Imperial Officer. He had the black.
Yeah,
it didn't look like him, but like if you have that, you can pretend that that's Danger.
He's yeah. every Imperial officer.
Yeah, he was every Imperial officer, but he had the black on it. Like it was cool. I used to use that a lot. I think as like
yeah.
scenery.
I love this song.
Oh, you play the real song?
Kim Carnes. Yeah, you know what's sad? I knew her name. Who sung this?
Sure. This is right in our wheelhouse from growing up.
Bruce Baumann. He wrote the Letters from a Nut books.
There you go.
They always said that was Jerry Seinfeld. This is news to me.
Do you know what's news to me? Well, this is stupid. Remember how I thought that Ula was a little frog?
Yes.
Yeah, no, who could forget it?
That's news to no one.
Yeah. When I first heard a song as a kid, I thought it was Rod Stewart.
I see that.
Yeah, I could. That's actually not that far of a stretch.
I can totally hear that. I thought you were looking up Eddie Murphy.
No. But that's brought back a fond memory of my childhood.
Well, I'm glad that this episode served one purpose.
schoolgirl giggling. We need you to come up with like a schoolgirl giggling soundboard.
Oh shit! I wish I thought of that before this. That would have been perfect.
Or a website.
I didn't think of that either.
I'm hoping Matt's website is about glasses.
No, again and again, the eyes never occurred in this conversation. It sucks. I need to like insert the website at post editing because you guys come up with much better ideas than what I find.
That is correct.
That wasn't me. That was Vader.
Don't talk back.
Oh.
Yakety yak.
What?
No, mine's it's not even really related to him. I found it interesting because it's actually something we could probably use in the future when we start struggling for characters. It's Ooh. On what is it on StarWarsList.blogspot.com. A guy listed 100 movie characters that have yet to be made into action figures, and these characters are like dead on our subject matter. So there's 100 characters that we could still discuss. So if there's any danger at episode, what are we at, 116 of running out? Well, here's 100 more we can choose from. And he's on this list.
That's it.
Our next 100 episodes will be everyone from this list.
Yeah. Oh, except now I'm starting to see we already did some. So maybe 60. Okay. In fact, now we did all these. Shit, this list is useless. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
All right. Are you ready, Chris?
What the hell are we doing for trivia this round? I forgot already.
That's what, you know, what's weird? Matt, I turned over the page. I was like, Dave, where's the trivia book? It was Chris. We do scripts.
Oh, that's right. Quotes. Yes.
Yeah, quotes. I'm like, you're right. I forgot. It's been so long.
How long has it been since we recorded?
Has to be a good month.
Well, we did it before. Before the holiday. That. We did a shitload before the holiday. Oh wait, no, it's March. We had to do some since the holidays, didn't we? Or maybe we did.
I don't think we've recorded since mid January. I think it's been almost 2 months since we've sat down. Well,
we did a lot because we knew we were going to be busy, and I did that best of because I knew we were going to have that gap. So it's been a while.
Whew. Yeah. Sorry for the wait, kids.
Tim,
it's not just Tim's fault. It's Dave. Probably my fault. Like I've been blamed. I don't know why people are blaming.
Yeah, who?
I noticed that too.
Who actually posted that? Did you, Dave? That we're recording? Yeah.
Yes. Did.
See, I thought so because I thought you were the only other person who had that picture, and the irony was that you posted that, and you were the only person that got blamed. I thought that was a little ironic.
I got blamed in a couple of places, which I'm fine with because in some cases it was my fault. It's probably between Tim and I are the worst culprits.
We've all had something going on these past few months.
Last week was my fault. It was me.
But then we were going to record after that, and it was my fault because.
Dave, you son of a bitch.
I'm acting in a play and I have rehearsal.
I saw the show times and guess what? I'm going.
You going to the play?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I have to go and support you. Is it good for kids or no?
You know, there's some stuff in there.
He's acting in Hair. It's a completely nude scene.
It'll go over his head. There's a lot of sexual innuendo. There's some dirty jokes.
Right up my alley.
You know who his father is, Dave?
Who?
Chris's son?
Oh, that's right.
So yeah, I wouldn't worry about that.
There's a murder. There's blood.
He watches The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
We're in.
Yeah. Okay. No, we're it'll in. Be good. I do a lot of stunts actually in this play.
Are you in it more than that's when I saw you in?
Yes, I'm in it a lot actually.
Okay.
I wonder if I can since there's no Wizard
one
World.
Die Hard.
There's no Wizard World this year. I wonder if I can fly up for a weekend and see it.
Please don't.
Okay, then. You talked me out of it.
We got to talk about that.
I do
world.
A lot of acting. I do a lot of singing, a lot of dancing.
Oh, shit. Now you've convinced me to go.
I think Matt's booking his plate and playing as we speak.
And I'm very sore from doing like pratfalls and stuff like that.
For real?
Oh, yeah. I got bruises all over me.
Oh, no. I can't not go.
Sure you can.
Do you have any on your balls?
It's really easy. Just don't do it.
Yeah. Just don't get on the plane. All right. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right.
What's the scores?
Hello. Well, I'll tell you the scores. We're gonna find them.
Wait. I'm sorry. We're playing. What's this game called?
I don't know. Votes. What is it called? Do you guys didn't even remember what we were doing?
I know. It's been so long.
It is called Who Said That?
Don't say that.
But
who said that? Wait, no, you said that. Shit. What? Hey,
you said that.
What just happened?
What's on second?
Tim is unofficially calling this quotes.
Tim cheating.
And the scores are like this. Tim
Woo.
Has a commanding lead with 18. Followed by Matt with 12.
Really? Yep. I'm second?
Yes.
Shit.
Followed by Chris with 11.
No!
Followed by me with 10.
That's all right. we can live with that.
We're going to get a random quote from a random Star Wars movie. You get 1 point if you get the quote, the speaker of the quote, that is. And you also get a bonus point if you can explain the context of that
just
quote.
Just isn't fair.
That's how I remember it.
Speaker of the
totally
quote.
Totally fair. So, Tim,
when you roll the dice...
You be more careful.
Yeah.
Okay. You be more careful.
You want me to be more careful?
Please.
All right, Tim, you're first.
Mm.
Are you ready?
You're great.
I'm ready.
With your 18 points. Look at you.
Yeah, cheater.
Check out the big brain on Tim.
Check out the big cock on Goat.
What?
Go ahead.
Goat head?
I forgot I would say that. Go ahead.
All right. Are you ready, Tim?
Yes.
No!
Oh, God.
Well, come on. Come on.
Here's his quote.
Oh, come on.
It's random.
Whatever.
This is his quote. Dissin' berry, berry bad.
Oh,
ooh, icky, icky, goo.
Patang.
You have to read that one more time, please.
Dissin' berry, berry bad. Ooh, icky, icky, goo.
That's a deleted scene with Sir Alec Guinness, I think.
I wish.
He was off his meds.
Yeah. Oh, well, we know that's when Jar Jar steps in shit.
Very, very bad.
That's it, I think.
Is that the scene you just said?
Yeah, and then he steps in shit, and that's when he goes, ooh, icky, and they're walking into Mos Espa. And he steps in. It's the first shit joke of the prequels.
Very, very bad.
So I assume that's your final answer.
Oh, no!
Okay. That means...
Ah, Mori, Mori.
Tim got that right.
Yeah!
It's obviously Jar Jar for the 1 point. Now I will read you the particulars of this scene. It is from the exterior Mos Espa street scene with Qui-Gon, Padme, R2, and Jar Jar. Dissin berry berry bad. He steps in ooze, it says.
Very bad.
In the script. And I think that Tim has totally nailed this.
Oh, no!
2 points.
Any mention of shit, I'm on it.
A total of 20. And he did not... No, he did have this movie.
Yes, you filthy animal!
I thought he was about to get the 5 bonus points.
I gotta remember to tell you guys, speaking of shit, a story from this freaking race weekend. I gotta write this down. I hope I don't forget. This is nothing funnier that we record tonight will be nothing funnier than this story.
Did you run and shit?
No. I'll tell you after we get through this. I don't want to derail it. I'm writing it down right now. I hope to remember to tell you.
Okay. Yeah, Tim, you're right. You need Empire Strikes Back. So you did not collect all 6 movies to get the 5 bonus points, but you are totally kicking ass and got 2 more points for a total of 20.
Boom!
Yay! So, shit talk.
No, not
no. So that means it's Matt's turn.
All right.
Excuse me.
All right. I have randomly selected your movie.
Well, that smells stink-a-whiff.
And your random quote is this. Okay, play that again.
Well, that smells stink-a-whiff.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Why don't you outrun them? I thought you said this thing was fast.
Oh, I think I know this. I think it was Luke Skywalker, and it was in A New Hope, like their first trip on the Falcon, right? When they left Mos Eisley and they started being pursued by the Imperials, by the Star Destroyers.
I have no idea. I played it. I have no idea, Matt. You can be right.
Do you have a clip of him going, "Yes!
No!"
Two more points.
As long as I get the points, I don't need the sound clip.
Or I could be saying this.
That's all right.
That's all right.
Yeah.
All right.
You got the speaker. You got the scenario. You already had that movie.
Oh. All
but right. You're up 14 points.
This isn't fair.
I'm pretty proud.
Why can't I get some stuff that I might know?
Oh, shut up. Don't be so negative.
No!
Stay on subject.
What's the matter, Kami?
That's funny. All right, Chris, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here's your quote.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Oh, see, I don't want to ever hear you complain again.
What? Is it I'm Han Solo, Captain Millennium Falcon?
Why, you slimy, double-crossing, no-good swindler, you've got a lot of guts coming here after what you pulled.
That is the new dancer on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Billy Dee Williams, Lando Calrissian, Colt 45, when Han lands on Cloud City.
That is obviously correct, and you get two more points.
All right.
You did not need that film?
I was so excited.
Yeah.
I didn't even get on my Lando soundboard to laugh.
That's good, right though.
It was pretty good. All right.
You already had that movie, but that still keeps you 1 point within Matt.
What's my score?
13. So, nice job. You guys are
kicking ass.
That's awesome. All right, Dave, I'm rolling the dice.
All right, I will not look at
Don't look at the thing.
I will not look at the number that you pick. I have my eyes closed. Don't touch me there.
All right, that's not Chris.
You can do that for a few more minutes, and I know you're going to have to stop.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, that's
No, that's a setting. You swindled me. You knew the boy was going to win. Somehow you knew it. I lost everything.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds like Watto talking to Qui-Gon after the pod race when he's coming to collect. That's my final answer.
Did we all get 2 points this round?
Yeah, it's a clean sweep.
Dave, you got them both right.
I got it?
Yes, you did.
I was waiting for the "Are you brainless?" sound clip.
I can't do two things at once.
Oh.
I know.
No, I already had that movie, so nobody got a movie that they didn't need. But we did all get 2 points. Hey, so
it's a great return.
That is awesome.
Okay.
Look at the big brains on us.
Tim has 20, Matt has 14, Chris has 13, I have 12.
Brainless?
Hey.
All right.
So you said all right.
All right.
Wait, how would Qui-Gon sound if he was Matthew McConaughey?
All right.
This is your crowning achievement.
I love it. Chris says, watch the Oscars.
Jokes have little, if anything, to do with the subject.
What's Matt's story?
Shit story, yes, tell us.
No.
Oh, yeah, okay. So there was my sister came down for that Disney Princess half marathon a couple weekends ago, which you guys probably saw on Facebook, and we got separated. I had to use the bathroom because, like, that's the one thing that stops me from running. If I got to pee, I got to stop. I could, like, my knee could be hanging off a tendon and I'd still run, but if I got to pee, I got to stop. So we got separated. I was trying to catch up with her and I got into, like, this, like, narrow passages behind Disney property and I got stuck behind these two girls and I couldn't pass them. So I, like, overheard them talking and one girl, she's, like, a big girl, like, not necessarily heavy. She's just big. She was, like, a couple inches taller than me, very broad shoulders, and she was struggling. This must have been her first big race. And the girl with her was this small,
fit girl who looks like she probably runs five times a day. She wasn't even sweating. And this is like mile 11 to 12. We're almost done. And this poor girl, the big girl's like just hoofing it. So the small girl's trying to encourage her, trying to egg her on. She's like, come on, you got this, come on. And then she starts talking about this party, I guess they planned for after when they're done to celebrate. She's like, just remember, we got that pie party coming up. We got apple, we got the cherry pie. Sherry's making her strawberries and cream pie. And then the big one goes, I gotta take a shit so bad.
All this talk about pies. Yes,
yeah. Did you laugh?
You know, it's funny because it was, you know, it was so humid and hot, and it was, the race was, we're almost at the end. At first, it's like I heard this and I felt bad for her. It's like, oh, I know how she feels. And it's like after the race was over, when I'm telling my sister and my wife about it, then I like lost it. I didn't realize till then how funny that was.
That has got to be so difficult when you're exhausted to hold your crap in. Because
that has never happened to me, thank God.
Because I know, like, when you're like really puckered up, you don't want to move because you're afraid if you move your leg, it's going to unpucker just enough, and it's just going to let the whale out.
Oh man! And I there was no way. I mean, she didn't know there was a guy behind her, so I hope she never put the two together when I passed her. Yeah. Because it's mostly women. It was like 20,000 women and 1,000 guys, so she probably just thought it was all women around her, so she didn't give a crap. Well, that, and she had to take a shit so bad, she didn't care what she was saying. But, oh, my God.
That's funny.
I know a guy that runs marathons, and my other friend will make fun of him because like he'll run like a marathon, and my friend will be like, so, did you shit your pants? Like, because he doesn't stop.
I know a guy that runs ultrathons and never stops and just lets loose. He, like, takes all these diuretics, so it, like, will just pretty much slip out of him, too, which is gross.
That's what he does. It's like they just piss and shit their pants, and it's diarrhea. And so, like, we'll see the guy, and my buddy Jared will be like, how was your race? And he'll be like, oh, it was really good. And next question is always, did you shit your pants? And it's usually, yes, I did.
But here's the thing. When it runs down your leg and you're running, you're almost throwing the shit off your legs to the person behind you.
You know what? I know. And I've never actually seen it. Thank God. I have seen a girl piss her pants. That was, I felt terrible for her.
That's hot a little bit.
Yeah, no, not really.
I'll tell you guys. Was my piss and shit story.
Shit stories, schoolgirls.
Now, where I work, we have a holiday show during around Christmas that is put on by a very famous dance troupe that also is in New York City. But
you're not naming that dance group?
I'm not going to name the dance troupe.
Do they do a lot of kicking?
They do a lot of kicking.
Have you seen The Rocketeer?
I'm going to NASA to see the rockets tomorrow.
The Rock-a-who?
So I was a few years ago, I was talking with one of the
Rocketeers.
No. I was talking with one of the costume people, and she was telling me about, like, there are times in that show where these dancers have got to go to the bathroom so bad.
Oh.
And she says that, I don't know how true this is because I have not seen this, and nor would I ever want to see this. I've been told that there is like almost like a pan off to the side of the stage that if they got to go, they got to go in that pan. And so they can be in costume.
How deep is this pan?
Well, I mean, I don't think all the dancers of this particular production are all taking a shit at the same time.
What if they all eat some bad sushi before the performance? That'd be a terrible pan.
But I mean, not all of them are dancing at the same time. So I would, I know that there's all these costume changes. So when they're not on stage, they're switching out costumes.
Who's holding the pan?
Yeah, who's manning the pan?
I think the pan is just there, and they just go whoop and just drop, and then get back out to the. Get back in line to go out there for that one singular cessation.
For that spectacular performance.
Now, again, this is all secondhand. I don't know. I've never seen this actually happen. I don't know how true it is, but this is coming from someone associated with that particular production of these holiday dancing kick people.
The two greatest stories I've ever heard about.
Shit.
Shit.
Well, thank you very much for listening to Danger.
Now we need to time this. How much time did we talk about Danger? And how much time did we talk about shit?
By half and half. Although, yeah. Some people's eyes, this is all shit.
That's right.
According to that one guy. All right. Join us next time we discuss. I don't know how to say this. I'm going to try. Crown Tao Beam Machine.
Crown Town?
Is that a Crown Tao? Tall?
Crown Town Beam
Machine. How now, Crown Town?
I can't read my handwriting. Yeah,
read it off the sheet. Try again.
Croontan.
Croonton.
Croonton Beam Machine.
You put them on your salad.
Yeah, so exactly.
They're crunchy.
Thanks for listening to Star Wars in Character. Star Wars in Character is part of the NeoZaz.com network of podcasts. For more great podcasts and original entertainment, please visit www.neozaz.com. Star Wars in Character is not affiliated with nor endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox. Star Wars and all Star Wars universe characters, places, or Star Wars-related items are the copyright of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. Visit www.swic.neozaz.com for the latest Star Wars in Character episodes and information.